Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
Boundaries. One of the most common words in the healing community. Boundaries are the limits and guidelines we establish to protect our physical, emotional, and mental peace. They define acceptable and unacceptable behavior in our relationship with others and with ourselves. Boundaries help us maintain a sense of self-respect, ensure healthy interactions, and create a foundation for mutual respect and understanding. Boundaries are your way of showing love to yourself. When you set boundaries, you're telling yourself, I value my time, my energy, and my emotional well-being enough to protect it. For many of us, it's easy to give and give and give to relationships, to friends, and to family, and leaving nothing for ourselves, thinking that it's love and that the more I give, the more I love. The truth is, that's not love, it's burnout. Setting a boundary is saying, I deserve the same care I give to others. And it is the biggest act of self-love. Boundaries are your shield. Life can throw a lot at you. Emotional stress, toxic relationships, and overwork. And without boundaries, it is easy to absorb all of it. But when you set boundaries, you create a protective layer around your peace. A shield doesn't mean you're cutting everyone off. It means you're being intentional about what you let in. It is about knowing what drains you and what makes you happy, and then choosing accordingly. Align with what you want. Maybe you've got that one friend who constantly unloads their problems on you, but never asks how you are. It is okay to say, I care about you, but I need to protect my energy as well. Setting that boundary doesn't make you unkind. It makes you honest with them and with yourself. Boundaries are the way you build a relationship with yourself. Think about any healthy relationship. It's built on trust, communication, and mutual respect. Well, the same goes for your relationship with you. When you set a boundary, you're telling yourself, I trust myself to know what I need. I respect myself enough to honor it. And I love myself enough to follow through. Boundaries teach others how to treat you. When you set clear limits, you're showing people the kind of relationship you want to have with them. A relationship rooted in respect and understanding. But it starts with you. You can't expect others to respect your boundaries if you don't respect them yourself first. Respecting your own boundaries can be scary. It is one thing to set them, but the real challenge is maintaining them, especially when they're tested by people you care about. Just know that every time you honor your boundaries, you're reinforcing your self-worth. When you let others disregard your boundaries, whether it's a partner who doesn't respect your time, a friend who dismisses your needs, or even a workplace that oversteps, you're sending a subconscious message to yourself that your limits aren't important. That's why honoring your boundaries isn't just about others. It is about building trust with yourself. Boundaries are an act of clarity. They help you get clear about who you are, what you need, and what you stand for. If you've ever felt resentful or drained because someone crossed a line, that's often a sign that a boundary is either missing or wasn't communicated. Setting a boundary isn't about punishing the other person. It is about clearly defining what works for you. If you have a friend who always calls late at night, disrupting your rest, you can say, "I love talking to you, but I need to protect my sleep." It is not about pushing them away, but it is about inviting a healthier way to communicate and connect. You might be scared that boundaries will make you seem unapproachable, but boundaries aren't walls. They are bridges. Walls block people out entirely. Boundaries create pathways for healthier, more respectful relationships. They give you the space to be your authentic self and invite others to meet you in a way that feels good for both of you. When you set boundaries, you're not saying, "Stay away." You're saying, "This is how I can show up as my best self in this relationship." And that is what we all want, to show up fully without resentment, exhaustion, or overwhelm. I know setting boundaries isn't always easy, especially if you spend most of your life being a people pleaser or avoiding conflict. It can feel uncomfortable and even scary at first. You might worry about how others will react. Will they feel hurt? Will they walk away? And all of these are valid. But here's where I want you to remember that people who truly love and respect you will honor your boundaries. And the only people that will get offended by your boundaries are the ones who are taking advantage of you for not having any. Setting boundaries is like everything in life. The more you do it, the stronger and more confident you become. So start small. Maybe it's saying no to a commitment you don't have the energy to go to, or expressing how you feel about something that's been bothering you. Each step you take is a step closer to living in alignment with your needs and values. Boundaries are also about reclaiming your peace. Life is full of noise, demands, obligations, expectations, and if you're not careful, you can lose yourself in them. When you set boundaries, you carve out space for stillness, for joy, and for the things that truly matter to you. What do you need to say no to so you can say yes to yourself? What relationships, habits, or commitments are draining me instead of allowing me to grow? The answers to these questions will guide you to the boundaries you need to set. Boundaries are one of the greatest acts of self-love you can give to yourself. They're not just about keeping the bad out. They're about making room for the good, the happiness, the peace, and the relationships that truly align with you. Besties, every time you set a boundary, you're choosing yourself. You're saying, "I matter, my needs matter, and my peace matters." And that is not selfish. That is self-love. Boundaries are not a gift to yourself. They are a necessity. They're how you protect your energy, honor your needs, and create space for the life you deserve. Every time you set a boundary, you're choosing self-respect over people-pleasing, growth over stagnation, and peace over chaos. You matter. Your needs matter. Your peace matters. And setting boundaries is one of the greatest ways you can show love, not just to yourself, but to the people around you. With love, Mafe.
Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.